Hello, I'm Iza Whelan, and this is Iza Whelan Writes, Stories for Adults, where together we are on a journey to discover each other's stories, sometimes the very intimate, the humorous, and the educational. Happy Friday. Today I'm sharing the first of several live stream replays. This was recorded the week of November 9th through the 15th. I just recorded live streams every day, several live streams every day, so that I could share with you these interviews over the holidays. I'm trying to be all professional. It's not working, people. It's not working. So here's the first interview. We had a great time. Lexi is really charming. We laughed a lot. I'm sure I said too much. I hope you enjoy it. So without wasting any more time, here's Lexi's story. Hello, I am Iza Whelan, and this is Iza Whelan. This is Iza Whelan Stories for Adults. I was listening to some of my replays today. You guys put up with so much from me. I swear I bray like a donkey. You get me going and I start to laugh, and I move away from the mic and everything. I've tried to turn down my mic a little bit tonight to see if I hopefully cannot be laughing and overpowering my wonderful, wonderful guests who are just ridiculously amazing. I'm so blessed to be able to do this. How are you today? How is everybody? I love doing these live shows. Just so you know, if you're coming into the live right now, that I am recording a bunch of live shows that I am going to bank a little bit and then spread out between November and December and probably even into January. And I will be sharing those out along the way, maybe adding a little bit to them afterwards, playing around with some of them a little bit more than others. That's the plan. That's why I'm doing so many live streams all at once. Okay, I had a graphic and everything pulled up on Twitter, but I lost it. I'm gonna post Lexi's graphic. Okay, there it is. I'm sorry for the silence. You know, I cannot type and post at the same time, and I had it and then I lost it. So let me just post this out. I won't be accepting any other calls other than Lexi's, but I love it when you guys interact from the chat, even though I'm not very good at explaining what's happening. Okay, there you go. Hopefully this link will work. The last time I did this, it didn't work. Okay, back to the show. I need to tell Lexi, just let her know that I'm here. I've let her know. Oh, there she is. Hey, Lexi, I was just sending you a message to let you know I was on. such a goof. I'm going to turn my intro music off. I wish it had a fade. I was just saying, so I'm banking these. You'll get the replay throughout the next couple of months as I go through. And I'm not going to do a ton of editing. Some of them I will. I have a feeling with Lexi I might have to do some editing because I'm not sure I want to. Sometimes I say too much. Sometimes I say way too much. I get in girlfriend conversations, or even with men, I'll be like the girlfriend and I'll just be like spilling, just like word vomit. And I'm not editing my guests. I'm always editing me because the world just does not need to know all of this stuff about it as well. I got to tell you. And I turn my mic down a little bit. I'm hoping it's that my braying laughter is not going to be so scary, because if I'm right, Lexi said she would do some of those not safe for Twitter questions. You can call in now anytime, girl, and I will answer the phone. I'm looking for, I downloaded them. I made sure that I had them, but That doesn't always mean anything, right? They may be in the files. Who knows on my phone where so far. There they are right there in the Twitter files. I was thinking I might add to these. Maybe you could help me think of some to add to it. There are 30 questions off this kind of survey, naughty questions from Twitter. And I was thinking, you know, some of them are kind of dumb, but there are others, maybe a couple men specific, a couple women specific questions that I might want to ask. Just, you know, for research sake, right? I write smut. I need to know some of these things. You can call in anytime. There you go. She's here. I answer. Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
I can. I can hear you great.
Perfect.
Oh, we're doing it. I'm sorry. I was late. I was trying to edit some of it out, but it's really kind of impossible. So
you're fine.
Once I get to going, it's bad. I just fall apart sometimes. So Lexi, thank you for coming on and volunteering to be in the hot seat. I thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Good. I think you said that you had done some podcasting. Was that yes. You? So what I wanted to ask you about that, and I didn't in the chat because sometimes I like to do just, well, not sometimes. I always do things kind of by the seat of my pants. It's a lifestyle. So what was the podcasting you've done in the past?
Yeah, me and my hubby, we actually have a podcast together. It's more personal side. So I don't really want to put it out there too much, but I'll definitely tell you about it, you know, more on a personal level.
Okay. Well, that's neat that, you know, you're comfortable around the microphone then, obviously. And, and you'd said you'd done a little bit of audio erotica, that you dipped your toe into that too.
Yes. And I'd love to get into more of that. I just haven't done it yet.
I need to have more women on. I mean, women who have, I haven't yet. I've had women writers on, but I haven't connected with women who do audio erotica. I think there was someone who said that she maybe would be up for an interview, because that'd be neat. I need to get there's a whole different perspective in it. I've talked to I've talked to three. That's quite a few. No, four men, but I've not talked to any women yet. And that would be a neat thing to, you know, how you start, where you get into it, and what it's like for women. And that would be a neat conversation. And anyway, so yeah, you'd like to dip your toe into that. That would be neat.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you'd want to do scripts, or would you do things kind of off the cuff improv type stuff? What would you be most comfortable with?
I think a little bit of both. I have a friend that has sent me different scripts and things that have like the sound effects and all that. And I've read through them and I'm like, man, that'd be so much fun to play out by myself, but I'm still nervous on doing that.
I you know, there's some stuff. So for me, I'm not shy. But I also, I'm pretty immoral, not moral. I mean, immoral really, but I mean, repressed. I don't know. Vanilla is what I was trying to say, but I was also trying to say at the same time that I'm not, I'm not very exhibitionist. Which it's crazy because I was looking at some of my stories and I actually have a lot of that in some of my, there's somebody always is like voyeur or ex, there's something is always happening in my, and it doesn't bother me a bit when I write about it, but in life I'm like, no, that's not me. So I don't know. I'm constantly discovering, self-discovering on this journey. But the audio erotica for women is kind of a, you know, because I just don't bend that way in general. And so I just haven't, but it would be neat to, I love the acting aspect of it anyways. You know, I've talked to one person I've talked to is Alexa AVO, who is amazing. She's done a couple audio plays with a sound engineer that I know. And and a director and a writer. He does everything. But she was, her journey was really neat. And when she broke into it, she actually learned from some of the male, her male counterparts that were really big in the kind of groundbreakers in the audio, you know, the ASMR. Yeah, in the audio erotica. And she was fun to talk to too. She's like, she named her microphone, you know, it may or may not have phallic symbolism to it. So,
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, she's like making, you know, you got to get comfortable with your microphone. Yes. She was talking about, oh, she's so fun. So, yeah, I got to talk to her in an interview. She was really fun. So you create like adult content. I wanted to ask what the, I know what, let's see, where are we? We're here and you're here. I wanted to ask on your profile what the other one I knew, where is it? I gotta clickety click. Okay, so I know what OnlyFans is, but I don't know what Frisk Chat is. What is that?
Yeah. It's very similar to OnlyFans. One of the big differences that I've found with that is you're actually able to search for people on there. With OnlyFans, if you don't really have it out there or you're not kind of on the suggested list, it's harder for people to find you.
It's kind of, that's a big deal. Finding people, yeah, that's I totally get why you would kind of want to lead your viewers and your, you know, the people, your customers over to some place where they could find you that had a database. It's just like anything. Yeah. It's if you get lost in the crowd, it's like Etsy. It's sex for Etsy. It's getting lost in the crowd with all the people from China, and there's no real way to really
to find which one you like and who is this.
So is it more, do you chat too there or are you doing more photography there?
Yeah. I haven't really gotten many people over on that site. I have more followers on OnlyFans. And the one difference too is the messaging. It's, I believe I charge like 28 cents a message on Frisk. Whereas on OnlyFans, I have it at zero because everybody was having to pay me like $5 just to talk to me. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, I don't want to charge these people. Like, they're already buying my stuff. Like, that's not fair.
$5?
Yeah, for one measly message, it better be worth it.
Boy, that's a lot of pressure.
I think you can't just send me a hi.
I think my books are like, what, $3.99, $4.99, and they're 80,000 words. So what? That's a lot of pressure. Yeah. For one message. Oh my God. $5 a message. That's so funny. So did you, do you want to tell me about your own? I am excited to have you here because I have a friend. He's my friend because he was just really kind to me my first month on Twitter. His name is Johnny Jackhammer. He is also on OnlyFans and creates adult content. He is a riot. He's so hilarious. When I met him, he had done a thing on the Howard Stern show that, that was kind of, yeah, exactly. So, you know what I told people and they're like, what's Howard Stern? I'm like, where, you've been living under a rock? How can you not know who Howard Stern is? And then he was on the Squares thing and whatever, but Johnny, he is so much fun. And, I've talked to him and asked him quite a bit about his, you know, experiences and how he got into it. And basically his explanation was, well, he just loved being naked as a kid. He was one of those kids that mom could never keep clothes on. And so that just kind of followed him into adulthood, which makes sense to me. I've taken care of kids like that. Every time you turn around, you know, trying to get the clothes on. So it doesn't surprise me at all that would follow, that kind of comfort with that would follow, especially a guy, you know, into adulthood. So how did you get into the OnlyFans? How did that transition happen for you? Is that a COVID thing or is it a...
Not so much COVID. It has came in handy since COVID happened.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. It actually all started, I'm a cosplayer, And so I have friends that are in the cosplay community that went to OnlyFans, and I was like, okay, this is a pretty cool site. You know, you can post more lewd things. And I actually had a boudoir session, and my husband had 3D printed a World War II Captain America shield. And I have a navy blue lingerie set. And I was like, I want to take pictures with this shield.
Oh, so is that the one in your picture, your header picture? Because that's a gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll have to send you another picture of it, because that shield is just amazing.
Oh, I love. And he 3D printed it? Is that what you told me?
Yeah, 3D printed
it. Okay. So let me just ask, how long did that take? Because my son has a 3D printer, and it takes forever. So I'm just curious. Yes. But he has to program it and everything. That's skills, man. That's like, you just can't say, okay, I want this, and it's not like copying. That's amazing. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off on that.
No, but that's okay. That's all right. Yeah, it actually took about, I want to say that print took maybe 30 hours.
Wow.
And it was about 8 pieces. And he had to glue them together and everything. So he did an amazing job on that.
Oh, just looking at the bottom of it. Yeah, I definitely want to see it, because it looks amazing. That is some of the same. That's neat. I didn't realize that you had done cosplay. I love the creativity that goes into cosplay. And even, you know, I don't have the body for it, but if I was younger, some of the sensual stuff that you can do is just like right out of fantasy pages. And I kind of am drawn to that. I'm like, what, you know, because I'm not her, but if I look like her, but even just looking at them and seeing your fantasy pictures come to life and in the flesh, I just think that's amazing to be able to do that. And do you make your own costumes with your husband then, or?
Yes. Yeah, we do. I try to make pieces of it. But sometimes I just buy the stuff and kind of piece it together and like, here we go. We're good. We're done.
It's a time thing, you know, sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. I don't have all day to make this one thing that I can buy for $5. I'm good.
And do you do the wigs and everything too? I love that aspect.
Yes.
I don't really need that, but wigs would be one of those things as a woman, just be fantasy play. Just, oh, I want to try the pink one and the white one. And then,
you know, let's do that.
I want the big long one. I want the short one. Let's do, okay. And I need makeup, different makeup. That's why it's fun, right? Different makeup for everyone that somebody else does, because I can't do my makeup for nothing. But so that's neat.
YouTube is what I
need. I know. I'm terrible though. I just want to do it here. It never looks, it's like a 3-year-old did it. So you were doing the cosplay and you kind of moved over to the ManyFans because you could do those more sensual characters then. Is that, I interrupted you quite a bit there. Yeah.
So. No, you're fine. Yeah. And I actually just sent you the picture. I had posted that picture to my Instagram and one of my friends was like, OnlyFans ? I was like, I don't know. And I'm a very openly sexual person. Like if you know me personally, all of our conversations end up going sexual at some point. Like it never fails.
That seems to happen to me a lot on the podcast lately. So you're good. I can take it. Oh my gosh. That picture is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just, and the shield and just your whole pose and everything, just owning it. I just, oh my gosh.
Yes. Very much like felt very empowered in that whole session.
Oh yeah. You should. You are owning it, girl. That's amazing. So
thank
gorgeous.
You.
So kind of was that your, you moved it. It was this picture, and then you moved over to OnlyFans, and then what happened with that? Was it kind of like,
are you doing it
full time yet, or was it a slow transition, or is it still a hobby? Or
yeah, it's definitely still a hobby for me. I work full time during the day, and I always laugh because I'm an accountant. Well, you know, because of TikTok that has taken over. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm literally an accountant and an accountant.
It's so amazing.
So I always laugh.
Oh my gosh. And you'd like totally breaking stereotypes. Sexy smart woman. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. I gotta get you on my side somehow to get money. I mean,
right.
Let's be honest.
Oh, that's perfect. That's amazing. So accountant by day, many fans by night.
Yep.
Only fans, exactly. I mean. But oh, that's too funny. That's so hot. So you do the OnlyFans, and then you have your clientele. And tell me how it works, because I don't know. Tell me how it works.
So my specific account, I have it where you could subscribe to me for free. So I'll post just kind of random like teaser pictures, or like, oh, I looked really pretty today, so I'm going to show you my makeup, and you know, just kind of like little things like that. And then I also have pay-per-view posts, which are more of my lingerie, implied nudes, you know, that kind of style. And you can range them from like $3, I think, up to $50, I think, is the max that they're allowing right now. But I always try to stay in like the $3 to $5 range, and occasional $10 if it's pretty out there. But I try to think of the people and try to think of, okay, COVID, and, you know, you might not have as much money on the side to be wasting. So.
Aw, you're so, well, you're sweet. I thought you had to make the money, but.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, but you're all kind of my friends a little bit. You're like my lewd, you know.
I gotta be a little nice.
My lewd tribe, you know, and you say nice things to me usually. So that was the other question. Do you, is it a really positive and empowering experience for you as a woman, or how does that work?
Yes, like 100%. All of the people who follow me are so polite and so nice. And I mean, even the pretty out there messages that I've received aren't too bad. No, I have gotten somewhere I'm like, dude, you don't even know me. Oh my gosh. But overall, it's very polite. And I don't do very many nudes, just because I'm not as comfortable with physically showing my body like that yet. But I have done a topless here and there for a few fans. And their response has been like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Your breasts are amazing. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you. I didn't think they were, but oh, thank you. Like, instant confidence booster. Like, oh, wait.
Oh, wow. It helps to be told. It really does. Consistent. Yes. It doesn't matter how. And when, you know, even strangers, to be told by, there's something different about being told by strangers, because you feel like they've gone the extra mile to really notice. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
I know that person for 25 years and they're telling you that all. I'm like, I don't believe you. You say that all the same thing all the time. I'm sorry. I don't, but that stranger comes up to you. Hey, so I can
exactly.
imagine how it'd be. Yeah, that I could see where that if it was, I know that you know, so the podcasting and just the interaction on Twitter, and even I have a different account where I write poetry and I get messages every now and then. I've talked about it quite a bit lately. Even that, most guys, I've not had any really negative, I've never been called a bitch. Nobody's, you know, ever, I've not had any negative kind of feedback. Everybody's always really kind. And sometimes I can be a little bit, I'm sure I'm frustrating, because they'll come in and they'll want to talk sexy, and I'll be like, you know, clueless. What? Are you sure I'm not describing a vacuum? You know, what do you think that poem was about? I never said those words. I just alluded to. I could be a bit of a pill. You know, just play like an idiot. And usually people get really frustrated with me, or sometimes I'll, you know, it just depends. But I've never had a negative experience. And that's really, you know, I love feedback. I'm a little bit of a, I am a little bit of a feedback harlot.
Yes, absolutely.
You think so? And I think that I need to stay far away from the OnlyFans because it would be, yeah, I can see where that would be addictive for me. Oh, you think I'm pretty?
Yes.
You don't think I look my age?
She's probably like,
Oh,
oh,
and
yes.
then I'd out of habit, I'd still play dumb. Oh, what are you talking? You mean these? What?
You're
I'm sure.
what? Yes. Yes, and I'll
No,
get random little,
I'm old. You'll get random little.
I'll get random little like, oh, good morning, beautiful. I hope you have a wonderful day. And I'm like, oh, you just made my day. Like, thank you.
You're thinking of me? I hardly know you, and you're thinking of me? Oh.
I have no idea what you look like, but thank you.
That's so sweet. I love that. Yeah, it's a really nice feeling. Now, but you're married,
It
so does your husband, you
is.
know, when you're getting messages and stuff like this, does he have, I mean, obviously he made the shield for you, so he knows this transition that you're, does he, I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of communication in your marriage, but how does that
Oh,
work?
yes. He is so extremely supportive of it. And I was very iffy about it at first, and I actually talked to one of our friends about starting the OnlyFans first, and I was like, what do you think? And he was like, do it. Like, it'd be awesome. I'll support you. And then I brought it up to the hubby, and I was like, I don't know how to ask you this, but and he was like, yeah, he was like, do it. Why not? I was like, are you serious right now? He's like, yeah. Which he and I, we've been together for 15 years and we've been married for 9. So there's not much of, you know, that we haven't told each other. And I'll tell him like, oh, I have this picture idea, or I have this idea. And he's like, all right, where do you want to take them at? And he'll take the photos for me, or I'll be like, okay, this person told me this. Like, do I respond this way? And he's like, no, don't say that. Say this. This sounds better. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. So he's kind of giving me that, like, the guy's aspect, like, no, men want to hear this, like, say this. I'm like, what? And he's like, no, say it. Okay.
Okay, no, I need to know what that was. What did men want to
Yeah.
hear? Because I can't remember the message. I'm gonna have to go back into my messages on there and look. But I remember someone on my fans had messaged me something, and I was like, do I just say this? And he's like, no, word it this way. I'm like, what? He's like, no, do it this way. I'm like, okay. That is fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's so perfect. Oh, okay. I like him. What a
He's
neat
a good
guy. You know, and
man.
then it's a couple thing and he's involved.
Yeah.
And you're connected and there's conversation.
Exactly.
I'm laughing because that's so far out of my zone of experience. But it sounds amazing, I have to say. But it's way out of my.
Yeah. Well, and
Go ahead.
oh, sorry. I was gonna say, I've done, they have a live feature on OnlyFans where you can do a live video. And I've done it before. I've done one where I was just sitting talking, and then I did another one where I was actually playing a video game. And of course, he set it up for me and got the camera angle perfect. And they can tip on there. Well, him and a friend were on there, and he's like tipping me. He's like, all right, take your shirt off. I'm like, oh, Lord, okay. And I was just sitting there in a bra. And he's like, okay, grab your boob for me. I'm like, okay. And like afterwards, he came in there and he was like, oh my God. He's like, I'm so horny. You need to get your ass in the bedroom. I'm like, okay, yes, sir, let's go. So it's definitely one of those, like, it brings some spice to the bedroom.
I bet so. Oh my God.
And I never I never would have thought that, but I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. I didn't know we were doing this, but I think right? I can do that.
Yeah. I didn't know this was a thing with us, but all right, it's a thing now.
That is so funny. That is kind of... Oh, I guess. See, I'm laughing. I'm going to blare out the microphone. Am I laughing? No, that... Well, that sounds like you had a really great time there. As my voice goes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Like, oh, no.
I'm sure that evening ended really well for both of you.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, that's neat. That's kind of neat. That's really in this day and age, you know, that enjoying all those kind of things together. That's really the everything about it. So I'm all for that. but wow. Oh. Oh, how fun. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, gosh, it sounds like you have some stories. You'd be really good at writing. I don't know. Maybe I should encourage you in that way. You know, maybe you should come up with some.
And I would say I love reading erotica and romance and like Archive of Our Own, you know, like reading the
fantasy. Oh, yes.
I love stuff like that.
So. Okay, so what's your favorite archive? What are your favorite story, your fanfics? What are your fanfic go-to?
Usually this is awful. I love Captain America and like the Winter Soldier and things like that. So kind of those genres, a little bit of supernatural here and there.
Oh, it's there
usually
you go.
If I'm in a, yeah, if I'm in one of those kind of moods, I'm like, all right, let's see what I can find.
I need you to hold still. You're moving your mic and I can hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And every time you move, it's like.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, that's not, you know, everybody has their little thing. If I told you mine, you'd be like, huh? What was the last one I read that was, that way I've been to that site, the Archive of Our Own, because there's actually a lot of I write a Megaverse. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it started very much as a fan fiction and actually is supernatural fan fiction. It's complicated, but Omegaverse is, it can be man on man or man, woman, man. It just depends on what type you're writing. I write male, female, but the guy Omegaverse usually has mpreg, like where a man can get pregnant, and there's an alpha and omega, which when I started writing it, I didn't realize was the dominant and the submissive. And so and they fit together in society, and sometimes there are quite a few on Archive of Our Own. Actually, there's some Harry Potter that they took that's fan fiction, but they made it Omegaverse. And there's and it's so amazingly well written and researched. I mean that some of it is, it just blows my mind how well they know the canon of the characters, but then there are the clarity and the cleanness of some of the writing. It's not always that way. You know, sometimes you get the people who don't speak English writers and this, that, and the other things, but, but some of this stuff is really good. And, but the Omegaverse, so the kink of it is it's very primal. It's very, they're extra body fluids, and it's a little bit werewolfy, but there it's non-shifter because the man gets a knot at the base of it, and they're locked together, and so they it's enforced cuddling afterwards, you know, because the knot. So anyways, that's what I can't tell you.
It's tricky.
It's so funny. I'm on my fourth book and I'm still uncomfortable describing it out loud.
Yeah. That intrigues me though. Like I think that's so fascinating. Like just sex in general and everything around all that, like that,
Yeah,
I don't mind you describing it. That's awesome.
it puts it in, and I've had fun playing with it and doing it different ways. It's a small genre, so but it has its fan followers. And when you get fan, just I'm sure even for you, when you get your loyal fans, you get your loyal fans, and they don't tend to leave unless a life circumstance happens or something. They're loyal, you know. They are loyal. They as long as you're continue to be kind. And I get that with my readers too. So anyways, but so there's that. That's probably my big number one. But I also like weird stuff like Predator fanfic, and I've read a really good Michael. There's something about, I was telling somebody, a faceless man, a man in a mask. He could look like anything. He could be anything, and suddenly he's instantly sexy. I don't know what it is. Do you have that too? It's like you could be anybody under that face mask, and somehow it's hot. And if you have a good body along with it in the story, man, I don't. And when you reveal and you're ugly later, I don't care. It's way too late. I'm done, you know?
It's funny. I found a slasher fic on AO3. And I was like, oh, I'm just gonna give it a try. Well, and the way it was written, I was like, oh my gosh, like, oh, okay. I didn't know I liked this, but all right.
That's my reaction too. Oh, is there more?
Yeah, wait a minute.
What else did this writer write? Is there more? Tell me there's more.
Does she have another one? Hang on, I need more of this.
Yeah, exactly. What was the last one? It was oh, it was, who is the spider? Is it Viper? Who's the Spider-Man? The Spider-Man,
Oh, Venom.
Venom. Venom. Yeah, I just read one by an author that I like, that she did a Venom one, and I'm like, finally, yes, because they don't. Oh, it's all gay, and that's fine for you, but man, come on.
Give us a little lady. Come on.
Come on, give me the lady stuff, because he's so primal and he's so raw and he's just like mine, and
Yes, yeah, very dominant, but come on.
right up my alley. So I finally got to read one of those. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't. This is why I edit myself, because do I really want Twitter to know how deviant I am in my private time? I mean, I don't know. It's bad. So you said you would answer my not safe for work questions. Brandon,
Oh,
you be quiet.
absolutely.
And if there are 30 of them, and some of them are kind of lame. And if you could help me come up with, I would like to have a couple that are a little bit more, I don't know, maybe challenging. I'm not sure. Something that would makes people squirm a little bit more. There are a couple that make me that bother me, but like, where did you lose your virginity? I think that's kind of, par for the course. I don't, everybody lost at some point in time, and sometimes it's really sad how they, it's not always a wonderful experience. So that's the first one, but we can answer number two. Number two is rough sex or soft sex.
Oh, see, that's a good one because I feel like it depends on the mood.
Right?
Because
Both.
I'm all for both. Yeah, I'm all for both. Or the soft, hard sex, like, oh, that, give me that any day. Like, that one's awesome.
Yes, okay. I knew I should have had faith handy. Do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes?
I think I do. I always tell my husband that I have a size kink because I'm only 5'2" and he's like 6'3", 6'4". And I tend to go for like the taller, bigger guys. And I'm always like, I'd climb you like a tree. Like, so I say I have that. And then like hands and arms. Like if they have really
Oh
nice
yeah.
hands, I'm like, oh, yes.
Yep, hands, arms, forearms. I mean, really, then you get to the shoulders, and I don't, It's all about my first. That's the thing about the Omegaverse. I didn't know I was writing for an. I was writing for me. And you talk about size cake. Yeah. I was like, I'm writing for me. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to go to extremes. Okay, my men are 7 feet tall, and my women are all about five.
All tiny.
And they're all curvy. They all have the perfect hourglass figure. They're really curvy, but that rare, because if I could have a figure, it'd be that. And
right. Exactly.
I'd have that waist, but I'd have the big butt and the hips too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
But you want your clothes to fit right. So you got to have a little bit of waist and the bust, exactly. That's good. I like that too. That's kind of versatile. So yeah, I totally went with everything that I would.
Yes. Yeah.
All the things. Okay. So weirdest place you've had sex.
Oh, I was thinking about this one because it's awful, but it's funny. So when me and the hubby were younger, he came over to my house and I snuck out. We're high school sweethearts, by the way.
Aww.
And I snuck out of the house and I had a blanket with me. And we ended up having sex in my driveway in front of my garage.
Oh. With your parents inside?
The weirdest place. Yeah, they were inside asleep.
Oh.
So awful to say.
Oh my God. Okay. I got to know, were you top or bottom? I mean, that's cement there, honey. Of course you were young. You were young and you're like,
oh yeah, whatever. It's fine. I want to say I was both at the time. I think we started out me on bottom, finished me on top. So I'm pretty sure I had bruises on my knees after that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because there's one down lower. The reason, anyways, but oh, that's so funny. When you were younger, but still that's great. I love that. We're so adventurous. Mm-hmm. There's a time, but we don't think the consequences. Oh, bruises. These would be nice. Exactly. I'll enjoy these later. Okay. So, favorite sex position.
I like missionary or doggy style, I think the most. There's just something about there's just something like on missionary, like I feel like you can get it harder that way. And then whenever you're on doggy, obviously he can go even harder that way too. And just the fact of being like dominated, and even then, sometimes I'm like the dominated one or I'm being the dominant, I should say, and like just going to town on him while I'm laying there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. It does kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he's standing there and I'm moving my hips, like making it all work.
You're making it happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. Well, then the next question is, do you like to be dominant or submissive? So it's a little bit of both, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'm a switch in that aspect.
And is your husband a switch too? I would imagine two switches would probably, if he, yeah. Would he be considered a switch?
He is, actually.
Yeah, because that way he is.
Sometimes he's like, I'm in the mood, but you got to work for it. Like, okay, get your ass in there. And other times he's like, now. Like, okay.
Yeah, like after that, he's like, I'm not waiting. You go in the bedroom now. Do you have kids? Are you working?
We do.
So you have kids. So you're working this great sex life around your children. Oh, that's so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So usually it's, hey, this show is on Netflix right now. You better get your ass to the bedroom and lock that door. Because there are times where we're in the middle and you'll hear, Mom. I'm like, nope. Do not come knocking.
Please.
And I know as they get older, it's going to be like, oh, I know what they're doing in there.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. And they have the worst timing. They just don't. There's
Yes.
never a child anywhere on the planet that has decent timing. Either you're in the middle of something in the bedroom, or you're in the bathroom, or just it really doesn't matter. It's always the worst timing.
Yeah, never fails.
It's like clockwork. Oh my goodness, that's fun. Have you ever had a one night stand? But you've been married so long. You've been with a high school sweetheart.
Yeah. I guess you could consider my first time a one night stand because it was like one and done with that guy. And it was like, oh no, never again. Like, I'm good.
I'm good. Thanks.
He was just, yeah, he was just there to pop my cherry, and I'm like, okay, we're done. Yeah, it wasn't until I got with my husband that I was like, oh, this is what sex is. Oh, okay.
This. Okay. Have you ever, well, obviously, have you ever had sex in a public place? Well, the driveway is kind of
Yep.
public. But
Yep.
has there been any other place?
I get well in our like in our cars, vehicles, I guess.
Date night away from the
yeah. One time we actually did have a date night and we have a drive-in theater and we went to the drive-in and things got a little handsy and everything while we were there. So I think that's been the closest to way major public that we've been.
Your windows are all foggy. Nobody can.
Yeah.
What
Yeah. Too focused on the movie, like, hey, it's a good movie.
Okay. Oh, Lord, I have to ask number 10. Have you ever been caught masturbating? I don't know who would catch
Not
you.
that
You're
I know of.
not that you
Yeah.
know of. Okay.
Yeah. If I've been caught, nobody has said anything. They didn't ask to join, so.
I can't see. Oh, favorite sexy underwear look like.
I really like cheeky boy shorts because I feel like they
Oh.
don't give everything away and they make your ass look amazing. You know, especially if there's like a little bit of lace on them, like around the edges. I think they just make a woman's area look just like, even if you don't have a big butt, they make you look like you have a big butt.
Oh, that's I need some of those. I am like the buttless
Yep,
wonder, let
me
me tell you.
too.
It runs in my family. I mean, it's like Jenna. Okay, I gotta tell you really quick. My grandmother passed, and I'm going through her things, and we're getting rid of things, and it's sad. And I'm going through a dresser, and in the dresser, I
Yeah.
found the padded booty pop kind of underwear. And
Okay, all right. Like, wait, what?
It's like genetic. It holds
No.
on through nothing. Even my daughter has no butt. And so
Yeah.
I took those suckers out and I wore them to my nephew's graduation. I
Nice.
actually did a whole post about it because it was just so funny to me that my grandmother doesn't have a butt, my mom doesn't have a butt, I don't have a butt, and my daughter doesn't. It's like
Yeah.
we're all stacked on top, but there's just nothing on the bottom. And it was just so funny. I did a whole blog post where I like, okay, the before and after, can you tell? And they were really subtle and they were great, but if you touched them, the padding was pretty obvious. It was like you're wearing a
Yeah.
diaper though. But
Like the
oh
old
man.
padded bras way back in the day.
Exactly. So I don't know what that thick stuff is, but it was like industrial, like thick padding. And, oh, I still have, I'll never get rid of them. They got to be there for my
Yeah.
grandkids. The booty pop underwear, because I was just like, I had actually talked about it. I would really like to get a pair of those. What would that be like?
Right.
Oh, that's too funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So boy shorts, I'll have to look into that for the butt, because I got no butt. Okay. How often do you have sex?
Oh, if I could have it every day, I probably would.
But married
But
with
I
kids in reality.
really, yeah. It's usually about every other day, every 2 days. And of course, factor in if you had a rough day at work and that kind of stuff. But yeah.
Is there, oh, well, this one's easy. Is there anybody right now you'd like to have sex with? Obviously.
Yeah.
Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex?
Oh, this one's a good one because I feel like it's one of those. It's like the hard or soft. It depends on the mood. But I
Yeah.
do really love giving it, like
Yeah.
having that power over somebody and just hearing them moan above you or, whatever. And just having that, like, oh, yeah, I'm making you feel good. Like, fuck yeah, I'm doing a good job. Exactly. Yes. And I feel like too, I feel like my this is gonna sound awful, but my head game I feel like has improved over the years. And I'm like, oh fuck yeah, I can make you pop in like 5 minutes. Let's do this.
Poor husband. No, he probably enjoys it quite a bit, but your head game, you're like,
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, there's been times where he's like, oh, slow down, slow down, slow down. Nope, I'm not slowing down. We're on this roller coaster together. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. You say the slow down, what that means, speed up? What did you just say?
Yeah. That's exactly what I tell him. Oh, you want me to go faster? Oh, you want me to add my hand? Oh, okay.
Louise, yeah. I'm saying way too much. Okay. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex?
Oh, I was kind of thinking about this one, and the only thing that I can really think of is there was one time me and my husband, we were going at it, and it was pretty rough that whenever we were, well, whenever he got done, he pulled out and he was like, oh no. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you're bleeding. I was like, what the fuck? Of course, I'm like flipping out because it wasn't even that time of the month. Well, I guess whatever we did, it caused that time of the month to happen. And we had been together for so many years, but it was still like for me, like so embarrassing. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened to me. I mean, it's natural, it's normal, but still.
And we need help over them,
Yes.
because
It kind of, especially if you're like, yeah, like good time. We just had a great session. Like this is wonderful. And now it's ruined. Like, great. Thanks. Thank you, body. Yeah. Huge deal. Like,
he's all like, honey, babe, what's your problem? It's okay. As long as you're not
yes,
hurt,
like
I'm
it's
just glad you're
fine.
not hurt. Is that what it's?
Exactly. Yeah. And I remember him asking me that. He's like, are you okay? Like, do you feel like I'm fine? Like, oh my gosh. He's like, it's fine. We're fine. It's okay. Yeah. From one extreme to the other on the emotions.
If it's right, exactly. It's like zoom, 0 to 9.
Yes.
Oh, that's
Yes.
perfect. Yeah, that could be embarrassing. I mean, if you were, there are things. And I don't, you know, it's, I'm not to the place where fart sounds coming from body parts are not funny to me. It's just, you know, it's still a little funny, and it does break the, I'm sorry, it's just a little funny. And I think it's always going to be a
Now that you
little
say
funny.
that, now that you say that, there was a time I was bit forward pretty far. And you know, like yoga, you know, you get queefing and everything. Well, he was going and it started making the noise. And I'm like, oh no. Like, I know it's not a fart, but it's, you know, it's coming from my cat. So, I don't care how long you've been together with somebody that's still like, oh no. And I've learned. Can we change position, please? And I heard this one tip, and it's like, if you ever queef during sex, you're just supposed to be like, oh yeah, you're fucking me so good. Do you hear that? And I'm like, I can't. No, I can't say that. That's not happening.
That's not, yeah, that's a boundary.
Yeah,
It's
like,
a
no,
hard no.
let's just change.
Don't make me say do it harder. I mean, no, I just no. Make it louder?
No.
No. What is that? No, I'm sorry. That's if you want to keep doing that, I need earplugs
Exactly.
can't. There's just nothing. I'm going to be laughing and embarrassed and just, oh, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, that's too funny. Okay. a song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky sex.
Oh, there was a song. There's actually a playlist on Spotify that I found the other day that, oh, what is it called? It's something like, how do I politely ask him to push me against the wall and make out with me? But it's like got all these sexy songs on it.
Oh, you need to
And let
share
me
that
see.
on Twitter for me.
Yes, I
It's good
will.
writing expert
Yeah.
inspiration.
There was a song called Do It For Me by Rosenfeld. It was the first song that played, and I was like, oh, hang on a minute. Like, I like this song. So probably that.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm on. And then the other question is the soft, and is the same thing but only soft, passionate sex. So what kind of music do you like for your
Yeah.
soft? Would that playlist fit? Is it like a whole range? Do we have
It
the,
is. Yeah.
oh, yeah,
It
you got to
ranges from
share
like,
that.
yes, I will. Yes. And I was thinking about that too. There's two songs that come to mind. I don't know how to say the first one correctly, but it's Gomd, GOMD by SitKick. And it has a really good beat to it. And I work out to that song. And I'm always like, oh yeah, I just like this song. And the other one would probably be Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz.
I've never heard of any of these bands, so I'm gonna have
Oh,
to
you haven't?
have no,
Yeah.
I love all different kinds of music, but it takes time to listen to music and look things up, and I'm a reader, so
Yeah.
I can't read and listen to music at the same time. So I can tell you
Yeah.
all about, you know, different writers and dark romance books and different genres and romance and all that. But when it comes to music, I'm
Yeah.
fairly clueless, but I like almost everything. There's not actually I like it a lot. I just put my money behind books instead of music.
Right, I understand.
So I'm always after these, you know, playlists. That's why I'm always interested, because because my knowledge is so small. That's wonderful. Okay, so are you into dressing up for sex? Do you cosplay sometimes when and then move into the bedroom?
Usually not if we're like at a convention, just because by the time we get back to the hotel, our feet are killing us. We're all sweaty in places that we shouldn't be, you
Oh
know, all of
yeah.
that.
Boob sweat,
But in the
serious.
process, oh, yes, after wearing a corset for 12 hours and everything, I was like,
Oh,
no, get
man.
this off of me. We're done.
Yeah.
But getting ready for the convention and stuff, there's been times it's like, hey, like, I'm not gonna put on my pants, but I'm gonna wear this and I look really good right now. How's it going? Some of these are
Bedroom for
not
just a minute
ordered.
and give me your opinion.
Yeah.
Lock the
I need your help with something. Yeah.
door.
Yes,
That's
or
perfect.
I have this dress that I wore to a wedding, and I didn't know that the hubby liked it as much as he did until we got home. And like the next day he was like, "Will you put that dress on?" I was like, "Well, yeah, I mean," he's like, "Go put it on." I'm like, "Okay." That was our first real experience to kind of dress up. And it's like, all right, like this is fun. I like this.
That's hilarious. I that way, but I guess it could. He really liked that dress, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's
it,
like, hey.
and you
Yeah.
didn't find out. That's great. Okay, that's neat. Okay, would you prefer sex in the bath or sex in the shower?
Oh, I would say shower, but leaning down in the bathtub just because there's such a height difference. It's so hard to get to that area. Like, it's just easier me bent over the tub and, you know.
Actually, the boyfriend I lost my virginity to was 6'4", and I'm 5'5".
Oh, wow.
And
Yeah.
he's like, no, we're not even going to try in the shower. I'm like,
Right.
what?
Like, it's just not even gonna work.
He's like, no, it is just not going to happen. I'm like, well, just dashed all my hopes. Why can't you pick me up? Because
Yeah,
you're
come on.
slippery. Apparently, that's a lot harder for most people than I thought. But
Right? It's not like the
you're 20.
movies.
What are you? You're 24. You're supposed to be able to pick me up and lift me above your head. And I'm supposed to be able to do that thing like from them, you know. Like,
Yeah,
nope.
we can do this.
Not without Matt. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, do you
Yeah.
want a broken neck? This is
I know,
this is how
right?
you get on Sex Sent Me to the ER. This is how you get on that show.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like how you get on that show. And I'm like, you are ruining every fantasy I ever had.
Right?
Crushing
Quit
my
coming at me
dreams.
with logic.
I had no idea. Nobody told me this. I just assumed it would be like on TV. And in the movie, and in, I wanted the dirty dancing, can't
Right.
you? He's like, no.
Exactly. Come on.
Apparently he'd already been asked, so he
Like,
knew what the
not
short
happening.
girls wanted. Oh, Lordy. Okay. Have you ever had a threesome, and if not, would you?
I have not had a threesome. And I think I would, but it would depend on the other person. And I don't know if I would want a guy or a girl, you know? Because I know me and my hubby have talked about this before, and he's like, pleasing two women at one time. He's like, that's impossible. He goes, there's no way. I'm like, there's a way. It's
Performance anxiety already. He's like,
Like,
that
I
is
can't
not
do
working.
this.
I
Hang
mean,
on.
you got, he's like, way too, what is this practicality thing? He's supposed to be, he's
Exactly.
he's like, I know, I've seen it, but it's just not real. It's just
Yeah.
not.
Not gonna happen. Yeah.
Oh man, you're crushing
Right.
my dreams. No. So then you'd have to go the other, but it'd have to be the perfect partner. That's interesting. Oh my goodness, you
Yeah.
are so honest. I love that, but I don't know what to do with that.
You.
That's neat that you've talked about it. I love that you guys are married and you have this great relationship where you talk about everything. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Do you or would you do you use sex toys? Would you use sex toys? And I'm like, usually, do
Yes. We
Okay.
don't use them often on each other. It's more me like just masturbating. But he has had a cock ring before with the vibrator or the clit vibrator. So that's it was different, you know, it was different to use that other than just fingers down there, you know. And so it was a good experience and a good time. We don't use it much now. And then, you know, I have my toys for myself.
Do you
And
have a
he
favorite
used to
toy
have toy.
for yourself?
I just kind of have the bullet. I want to get, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Womanizer,
No, I've never heard of
but
the
it's
woman.
no, I heard about it on another podcast, and the girl was like, "Oh my gosh, it's amazing." And I've looked him up, and there's like tons of really good reviews. And it's a clit stimulator, and I think it's like a suction style. So it sounds intriguing to me. I'm like, maybe. I just haven't. I'm too lazy to actually order it for myself. I'm like, oh, I'll get
Oh,
it
you have, a good re you don't
Yeah. I
and
want
so
that, you know?
and he has tried toys as well. Does he have a favorite? You were saying that.
He used to have I know they've been around forever. Have you ever heard of Fleshlights? Where it's like the pocket pussy?
Yes, I've seen those. Yes.
Okay. he had some of those whenever he was younger, and he seemed to like them. I used them on him a couple times, like whenever it was that time of the month, and it was just like, I'm yucky. I want sex, but but he doesn't use them much anymore. It's mainly just like, hey, I want sex. Come on, like, okay, let's go.
I did not see, this is how sheltered I'd been. I didn't realize there were toys for men. And then I have a friend, my friend Zane was he does the erotic audios, and he had gotten a toy for himself for the audios. And he's pretty open about it, but he's much younger than me, and so I'm really uncomfortable talking to him about stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's willing to talk about anything, but the age difference squeezed me out quite a bit. And I can't. It's t you're just what? You're 5 years older than my son. No, it's just not happening.
Yeah, like
Even knowing that you're using them a little bit is like a little weird for me. And he does
Yeah.
he has some audios that are really have been very comforting to me, and that are just sweet. I made him record one of himself snoring once because he fell asleep
Oh.
when we were talking, and he's just too cute, and so he had to record it and share it with everybody.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I hadn't realized, Mary, that there were toys for men, and that there was a variety and what they looked like. And in fact, I think the first glimpse was from probably Magic Mike. And I was like, what is, oh, really? So yeah,
Yeah, wait a minute.
they do that too. I
Yeah, and
just
the fact like it intrigues me the ones that are like the outside of it is meant to look like a porn star's vagina or vulva and everything, and I'm like,
yeah.
what? Like that's so cool.
Mold.
Yeah, I want a mold of mine. Hang on.
A great Christmas gift for your husband.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, I could never. I just like, how long would that take? You got to get the area all
Right. How
dry.
long do I have to sit here?
Yeah, you gotta
Yeah.
probably get the area dry. No! Oh.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I didn't realize that's new. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
When mine has decoration to it too, so that's always fun.
Even better. You have decoration. Okay, did that hurt when they did it? Your decoration?
Well, I have a, what is the proper term for it? It is a vertical clitoral hood. So it goes up and down through my the hood of my clit.
Did it
So
hurt?
in a little bit, it was kind of a pinch. I think the weirdest thing was the gentleman who did it. I'd known him for like 5 years. And so like coming up to him and be like, "Hey, I want my clit pierced." And he's like, "Okay." And like he was so professional, like 1000% professional, and did not make me feel like uncomfortable in that way. But it was just like, I've known you forever and you are seeing this very intimate side of me. Oh my gosh. And like you are like inches away from my
Right
vagina.
there,
Like this is
close up,
coming.
like the
Exactly. Yeah. And like my feet were on his legs, just like a doctor. And I'm like, oh
was more, yeah. Oh, honey, no, I'm too old for that. But that's interesting. I always wanted to thank you for answering that question. I always wondered. I'd seen that. I'd seen
Yeah.
most of my I could you come across it doesn't you hit search and you're looking I'm looking for pictures, you know, to for not inspiration for but for some of the sex scenes to make sure I have positions right and whatever. And I did actually, I was
Yeah.
looking up one of my stories has a Prince Albert. The guy has a Prince Albert. And so I had to look some of those.
Ooh.
And so while I was searching that, to make sure that I was describing it correctly,
Yeah.
there was all kinds of other things. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Did that hurt? It looked like it hurt. Oh, that looked like it hurt. Didn't
Right.
that
Yes. Yeah, or like the gentlemen who have the Jacob's ladder on the underneath
Oh,
side. And I'm like, what?
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how does that feel like during everything?
I had to talk to I had to okay, so I doing the Prince Albert and I'm like, I had to well, teeth and mouth and what if you're doing okay, how does that work? And so
Yes.
I she's like, oh no, I made him take it out. I wanted to keep my teeth and I did not want to put
Yeah.
it
Oh.
it's nice
Yes.
to
Oh my
look at, but not
gosh.
fun to play with because it is metal.
Right.
Oh, Lordy. And then even doing the research for it was like, are you serious? Is that what the Prince Albert came from? It was so big. He used it. He had a hook in his pants so that he could hook it. No. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I do not believe in that. I just, somebody made that up. I
Right.
don't know if
That's one of
male
those
fashion.
tall tales.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Dirty text or picture. I'm going to assume, yes, that at least your husband has received a
Oh,
dirty
yeah.
text. I mean, if you're on,
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
if
and OnlyFans. Yeah,
you're
some of my
on,
fans have gotten the dirty
yeah,
texts, the dirty pictures. Yeah.
you're on. I'm assuming that's a yes. Would you have sex with your best friend? It sounds like your husband's your best friend. So that's a
Yeah.
yes. Is there anything you do
Yeah, my
after?
other best friend, not so.
Not so much.
Yeah, not so much there, but.
Is there anything you do after sex? For example, smoke, eat, or drink?
Usually just go get some water. Like, obviously use the restroom because you don't want UTIs.
Yes.
But do that, get cleaned up, and most of the time just go get water and just kind of relax if we're not asleep already.
Something that will never fail to get you horny.
Oh, that's a good one. I feel like reading erotica or romance, like reading the act, that's a really big turn on for me. Like just reading it, I'm like, ooh, okay. Or there are times that I'll do something and I realize it doesn't, or that it turns on my husband and I won't realize it. And, you know, we'll be messing around and he'll grab my hand and put it on him whenever he's hard, and I'm like, oh, like, let's go. Bedroom now. I guess just the idea of I wasn't meaning to be sexy, but you found that really sexy and it got you hard. Like, okay.
Well, that makes me feel gorgeous. Let's go work that out.
Exactly.
It is a thing. In a relationship, especially when you've been together for a long time, I imagine, when you can still make your partner aroused. That's a very
Yes,
turn
yeah, over seemingly nothing. Yeah, like,
Yeah.
oh.
I was putting away dishes.
Yeah,
I
I just
don't
bent over, like, wait a minute.
And we all know I got no butt, but that works for you? Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm gonna say favorite part on the opposite sex.
Oh, favorite part. I like hands and arms. And I think like upper back. That's
Oh,
another
back
sexy
is just,
area.
that's the back is
Yeah.
nice. I actually have a whole poem about the back. And smells, and oh yeah, I just like to break the body parts
Yeah.
down. If you can make every body part sexy, anyway, that's just me.
Right?
favorite sex on or say favorite parts, favorite sex on the same sex, favorite part on the same sex.
Same sex. I feel like I like women's necks and like their collarbone area. I think that's sexy, but I also feel like I love the woman form as a whole, if that makes sense. Like, I think women are just so beautiful, regardless size, shape, age. You know, I just think we're all beautiful women. But I really like kind of the slope of the woman's neck or the collarbone area. I think those are pretty sexy areas.
Oh, yeah, I think that women are when I was younger, I always thought women just in art and just in general were just prettier than men. And so somebody asked me,
Yeah.
if you we were talking about dick pics and a really, if you give a if I ever got one in a DM, and I don't because I have disclaimers and people just don't, I just don't, which is I don't necessarily want
Yeah.
them. If it's not mine, I don't want it. But
Yeah.
have you ever seen a pretty one? And I'm a pretty, no, they all look like, unless it's yours, they all look like naked mole rats. They're not, there's not, I'm not finding, or those the naked dog or something. They just there's that there's not I've never there's yeah. It took me a long time to
Yes,
appreciate
it
that. Women are soft and
Yeah.
they're curvy and oh, I want to, you pick out what you want to look like
Yes.
when you grow. And that was really the attractive.
Right.
But finding the things to appreciate, it took me longer. It took me, I was
Yeah.
never into women, but if you put them side by side when I was 12, I'm like, oh, she's much prettier than he is. I'm not even, I can't even look at
Right.
that. Don't hint
Exactly.
it. I don't even want to see that. No. Oh, Lord. So the questions now, they're kind of mundane. Do you watch porn? And I'm just going to assume yes, because everybody
Oh, yeah.
does one way or another,
Exactly.
whether research or whatever. It's just, we all do a little bit. Like, it doesn't do anything for me very much, but sometimes I'm just curious. I'm like, how is that? No. Anyway, okay. So, do you have any? What would be a good question to ask? In that list, what do you think? I need to come up with a couple more
Oh,
questions to ask.
yeah.
That
I was
something that would
trying
make
to think
people.
of some.
Has anybody ever asked you something that was like, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if I
Yeah.
want to answer that. It's little.
Feel like, because that a thing with me is I'm very intrigued by sex. And so we have a friend that he is in like the BDSM community. He's in the kind of rope bunny community. He's in everything. And so every time we get together, I'm always asking him questions like, oh, what about this? Oh, what about this? Oh, what's this? Because all of it intrigues me. So I feel like there's really not a question that I would be like, oh, I'm not answering that. You know what I mean? I feel like I would be down to answer anything. There was actually a quiz that he had us take, which I'm going to send you right now.
Oh, great.
And it's a BDSM test. And it kind of tells you where you're at. And like, that's how me and the hubby learned that we're both switches. So it means like we can be dominant or submissive. And it was funny. Our friend had taken it and she had gotten like 50% rope bunny. Well, she's never done anything with ropes. And she's like, it's always intrigued me, but I've never done it. We're like, well, maybe you need to try it.
Oh, I've taken that test. I know which one you're talking about. I got 100% yeah. rope bunny.
Did you?
Yes, 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 yes. As long as there's not anybody else in the room. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so, I've taken it 3 times now. And the last time was so cut and dry that the last 5 questions were like zero, you know, zero.
Yeah.
The first 4 were like 100%. Okay. Yeah. I know now who I am. I've talked to enough people. I know.
Right. I'm good.
I don't know that I want anybody else to know. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Edit. No. And I've never done the rope, but it doesn't surprise me at all that there, it's always been, even since, I don't know that it's been a fantasy, but even since child, I like tight, it's felt secure to me. I like tight, small places. Yeah. And so you wrap yourself around in the blanket and you feel like you're being hugged all over, you know, and you get it as tight as you can. So I used to do that as a kid. So that would be the rope appeal. It was never kinky in my head until I was just like, it's just a hug.
Yeah, it's fine. We're good.
It's just an innocent hug, really. Okay, maybe not, but you know. Those are good questions. I should ask some of those questions. Those would be good to pull out. I'm doing a couple shows this weekend, kind of I'm hoping just to have random people come in and chat, and I'm planning on asking them the most uncomfortable questions that I can think of. And so I should go through that test and pull some of them out.
Yeah. That's where my mind went. I was like, man, if you're not completely honest on that test, you know, you don't know, or you're not going to get accurate results on that end. So
yeah, it's true. And there are a couple questions I wish they'd ask more of, you know, like for the, my real big turn on is usually, humiliation and stuff, but a lot of that I've learned really depends on, has almost more to do with the person that I'm with and the trust level than the anything else. But I'm not a big fan of humiliation. So, or sharing. I'm pretty possessive, so don't share. And I don't, so, but everything else, I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. But if you're going to put somebody else in the room, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Take that person out. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, no, I'll try that. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, we're probably good. Yeah.
Once, you might get once, but, you know.
Right.
I haven't yet. So once, but that may be all.
Right. We'll have to see how it goes.
There's some stuff there that I'm learning about kinks. So I'm like, I didn't know that was a thing when I said yes. I didn't know that was under that category. I had no clue that wasn't. Can I take it back? Let's go back and review that, because I didn't know that there's so much out there. You talk about, you know, some of your fans and stuff. Do you ever have people who just like feet? I used to do this live streaming, and people would come in, and they were usually really sweet. They'd be like, "Can I see your feet?" And then that would be all. There wouldn't be like any drooling or anything. They'd just like, "Thank you," or they're really nice. They'd compliment them and go, "You know, I don't understand the appeal, but I actually have a girlfriend. She likes feet, and since it's not a kink for me. Oh, you want to see my feet? Hey, would you do this for me? I'll send you feet."
Right? Help me out here.
Because, I don't know, I just was wondering. But I was talking to somebody, and they're like, they're the most harmless, wonderful people. The men who like feet, they're usually really sweet.
I have one. He's a really good friend, and he asked me, he's like, "Would you mind taking some?" I was like, "No, not at all. Like, I can do that." And he's like, "I really like heels too." I'm like, "I got you. We can do this."
"I got you covered. We'll do it."
Yeah. And I asked him, I was like, what color polish do you like? What this? What that? Like, okay.
Oh, that's fun. Okay, so now, but I got to know, those are hard pictures to take. How do you...
They really are.
What is your secret for getting good shoe or feet pictures? I mean, getting with your phone.
The first time I did them, the hubby helped me, and we kind of just did them on the bed, and I just kind of positioned myself, and like some of them, there was a little bit of crotch shot, a little bit of ass shot in the whole process. And then I did another set, and I had some girlfriends that we were out of town with them. And I was like, "Do you want to take these pictures for me?" And they're like, "Yeah." So they're like, "Okay, position your feet this way. Okay, do it this way. Like, think of being a shoe model." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
You do things, you come up and you're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, wait, I get this now."
It's beautiful. Oh my gosh. But the picture aspect of taking things, that sometimes, I mean, do you have a special setup to take your good pictures, or is it usually your husband who helps you really get the good ones? Or
usually he does. He has a really good camera, and I have one that's like got the real long lens and all that, and then he has just a more compact one. And then other times I just grab my cell phone and I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to do this, this, and this." Or I'll be like, "I can't get it good because my arms are so short." And he'll be like, "Okay, just position it in the angle. I'll take it." And I'm like, "Okay, right there." And so I'll kind of have my arm out so it looks like a selfie, but really he's taking the picture for me.
Your secret.
He gets like the whole look.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Short arms. Oh, Lord, I'd say something I'm not going to. Thank you so much for coming on. We talked for an hour and a half. I wasn't paying attention to the time, and I should have been. So like I said at the beginning, I'm going to bank this, and I'll be sharing it out later throughout the month, the different podcasts that I do this week. So, but I'll tag you and use the media you shared with me, and when I share it out, just to promote you, and because I love doing that. And so thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
You.
And
thank
I had
you for
fun.
Having me. No, tonight was so much fun.
I know these questions were going to be, they would be a little uncomfortable. And I always overshare. Lord, I told myself I wasn't. It's about you. It's not about me. I can't help it.
Don't even worry about it.
Okay, you have a great evening. I'm sorry I was a little late, but I appreciate you reaching out and making sure. Are we doing this? Yes!
Yeah.
I was editing.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you too. Bye.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Oh, my goodness. People, you know way too much about me now. I'm sure I just shared all kinds of stuff I didn't want to share. I think I'd shared that I read that I like monster erotica. I mean, kind of, or monster romance, basically. I mean, it's got its happy ending, people. They always go off in the sunset and make babies. And always, always. But there's probably some other stuff in there that the world did not need to know, and now you do. So there you go. I have so much fun, Lexi. Thank you so much for inviting me into your world and sharing with me your journey and your story, kind of how you went from cosplay to having an account for the OnlyFans. That was really interesting to me. I know that a lot of people do, and adult content, and it ranges. It can be all kinds of things, and that there's a freedom in there. And it was really neat to find out that you felt very empowered by that, and that the feedback was very positive, and that your husband is kind of, it's become, you know, that he takes part in that. That's a beautiful thing. That's a really beautiful thing. That doesn't always happen in relationships. So that was great. Your story is a powerful one. It's not necessarily a writer's story, but it's still such a powerful story. So I thank you for sharing it with me. Thank you guys for listening. For people in the chat, I appreciate you. I didn't even have alcohol, and I had a great time. You guys have a good night.